AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Biden has a prominent new ally as he tries to win over moderate Republicans and independents this fall. Shelley Adler explains.
It's not often that a Republican endorses a Democrat for president, but that's what former Congressman Adam Kinzinger has done.
Today, as a proud conservative, I'm endorsing Joe Biden for re-election.
Because he says Donald Trump cannot be president again.
Donald Trump poses a direct threat to every fundamental American value. He doesn't care about our country. He doesn't care about you. He only cares about himself. And he'll hurt anyone or anything in pursuit of power.
Kinzinger becomes the highest profile Republican formerly backing Biden. Former Georgia Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan also endorsed the president last month. I'm Shelley Adler.
CNN hosts this year's first debate between Biden and Trump tomorrow. Amelia Thompson-DeVoe has the results of an AP NORC poll gauging interest.
About 4 in 10 Americans say they'll be watching it live, and more will be watching clips afterward or following commentary.
Haya Panjwani has the latest on a failed coup in Bolivia.
The Bolivian general who appeared to lead a failed coup has been arrested after the country's attorney general opened an investigation against him. Juan José Zuniga was previously replaced by President Luis Arce, along with other heads of the armed forces, while the rebellion was still underway. It's not immediately clear what the charges against Zuniga are. Before entering the government palace, Zuniga told journalists, quote, "Surely soon there will be a new cabinet of ministers. Our country, our state, cannot go on like this." I'm Haya Panjwani.
And in Kenya, after protesters angry over proposed new taxes stormed parliament yesterday, President William Ruto says he won't sign the finance bill into law.
It is necessary for us to have a conversation as a nation going forward. How do we manage the affairs of the country?
This is AP News. The NBA draft is underway. The Atlanta Hawks used the first pick to select 19-year-old Zachary Risacher of France, a 6'9" forward. With the second pick, the Washington Wizards took another Frenchman, 7' Alex Sarr. Meantime, Gethin Coolbaugh reports one of the most accomplished members of the U.S. women's national soccer team won't be making the trip to the Paris Olympics.
U.S. national team forward Alex Morgan has been left off Coach Emma Hayes' roster for the Paris Olympics. Morgan was the most notable absence on the 18-player list. The 34-year-old Morgan is a 3-time Olympian, but missed more than a month with the San Diego Wave after injuring her left ankle on April 19th, although she had since returned. Hayes said, quote, "There is no denying that it was an extremely competitive process." Morgan has 123 goals and 224 appearances with the national team. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.